dressed a certain way or talk a certain way or walk a certain way. Or be a certain way. Again from Osho, it happened on the last day of Gautama Buddha's life on earth. A poor man invited, and this is a true story by the way, don't think it's a metaphor. A poor man invited him to take his meal at his home. This was the routine. Buddha would open his doors early in the morning, and whoever would invite him first, he would accept the invitation for that day. He would go to the house. He used to take only one meal each day. It was almost impossible for a poor person to invite him. It was accidental. The king was coming to invite him, but on the way, an accident happened and the chariot in which he was coming broke down, so he was delayed. He reached there just a few minutes late, but by that time, Buddha had already accepted the invitation of the poor man. The king said, "I know this man. He's been trying his whole life to invite you whenever you come to our town." Buddha loved a few places very well. Vaishali, one of the cities, was one of his favorites. In his 42 years as a master, he visited Vaishali at least 40 times, almost every year. He remained in Vaishali for at least 12 rainy seasons, because in the rainy season, it was too difficult to walk. So for 3 or 4 months, he would remain in one place, and for 8 months, he would move around. The places where Buddha moved are in Bihar. The name Bihar comes from Buddha's movements and means the place where a Buddha travels. The boundary of this area, where for 42 years he continuously traveled, defines the whole state of Bihar. The king said, "I know this man. I've seen him many times. He is always trying, yet he has nothing to offer. Please reject this idea of going to his house." But Buddha said, "That is impossible. I cannot reject the invitation. I have to go." So he went. And his going became fatal to his body, because in Bihar, the poor men collect mushrooms, dry them, and keep them for the rainy season. They use them as vegetables. Sometimes mushrooms are poisonous. And he had prepared mushrooms for Buddha. He had nothing else, just rice and mushrooms. Buddha looked at what he offered him, but saying no to the poor man would hurt him, so he ate the mushrooms. They were very bitter, but to say that would hurt the poor man, so he ate them all without saying anything, thanked the man, and left. He died of food poisoning. When he was asked at the very last moment, "Why did you accept? You knew the king had warned you, other disciples were warning you that he's so poor, he would not be able to offer you the right food. You are old, 82 years old, you need the right nourishment. But you didn't listen." Buddha said, "It was impossible. Whenever truth is invited, it has to accept. And he invited me with such passion and love as nobody has ever invited me. It was worth risking my life." This story is beautiful. It is true about the ultimate truth also. All that is needed on our part is a total invitation, not holding back even a small part of our being. If we are available, open, ready to receive the host comes. It has never been otherwise.